It was a big day for politics on the Nolan Show yesterday after a senior member of the DUP, Edwin Poots, announced that the First Minister of this country, Peter Robinson, would resign within months. That was news to the First Minister, who within minutes contacted the Nolan Show to deny it. One political commentator has said there is now the potential for open warfare within the DUP. This is like a plot from a Western.
This year's biggest blockbuster, the one everyone's talking about. High noon on the Nolan Show. Deputy Poots rode into town, but he wouldn't back Sheriff Robinson.
The accusation against you, Edwin Poots, is that you're playing political games here and that this is part of a leadership challenge on Peter Robinson.
I find that very humorous. The truth is that over the last 3 years, I have lived within the budget that was set for me. We've had additional money monitoring rounds, and I haven't been engaged in crying wolf in terms of finance.
We can put the rumours to bed, can't we? Do you want Peter Robinson to lead your party into the next Assembly election?
I think that that is a total irrelevance. Peter Robinson will lead the party as long as Peter Robinson wishes to lead the party.
Do you want him to lead the party into the next Assembly election?
That's for Peter Robinson to choose. And it's a complete irrelevant.
Tell you what's just become relevant, the fact that you're not able to say, yes, here's your party leader. Do you want them to lead your party in the next Assembly elections?
I'm not getting into this game. It is a complete irrelevance.
So there's no yes.
In terms of the subject that we're discussing.
My goodness.
I can fully understand.
So he doesn't enjoy your support.
I can fully understand why others would try to take attention away from the issue at hand.
There's one word that can stop the rumours that you do not support your party leader going into the next election. Say yes to this answer. Do you support Peter Robinson leading your party into the next Assembly elections?
The question that was asked at the outset, Stephen, related to this being some sort of scheme to actually have some leadership challenge. That is the most nonsensical thing that I have heard. It is complete and total nonsense, right. And Peter Robinson has strong support throughout the party.
But not from you?
Including myself.
To be let to lead your party in the next Assembly elections?
That is a matter for Peter Robinson. Because he hasn't indicated what he wishes to do.
What about you? Do you want him to lead your party in
Peter
the next
Robinson
Assembly elections?
Indicated a number of years ago what his intentions were.
What are they?
And that's entirely a matter for him.
Where would Deputy Paisley hang his hat?
Do you think he'll lead your party in the next Assembly election in 2016?
I don't have a crystal ball. That's a question for
do you
for
think
him.
He should?
You want to do that? That's a question for him.
Not Willie. Do you think he should? Do you think he should lead your party?
You're a bad boy. You're a bad boy going down these lines, I'm just trying to get into a completely different.
Well, you're an outspoken columnist. Should your leader lead the party in the Assembly election in 2016?
You're very good. You're very good, Steve. But you won't draw me in any of those issues this morning.
Really? You can't say yes?
You won't draw me in any of those issues.
You can't say yes?
But thank you very much, Stephen, for trying. I mean, full marks.
The sheriff says he's going nowhere.
So, I am here and I'll continue to be here for as long as the electorate and the party want me to be here.
And then, pistols at nine, Pootsie took aim.
Yeah!
And fired.
And just for clarity, Edwin, do you link this at all with your refusal to, when I asked you a couple of weeks ago, to back Peter Robinson and support him as you wanting him to be the leader of your party into the next Assembly election? Do you think?
I don't know, because I was somewhat hedgy that morning because you were referring to the Assembly election and already knew that it wasn't really the intention for Peter to stay on for that period of time in any of that. So
is that right? So Peter's going to go before the Assembly election? He's told you that, has he?
That's been in the Belfast Telegraph that he was intending to go at an earlier point.
So he's told you that, has he?
Oh, that's public knowledge.
Okay, so I didn't know it was public knowledge. So Peter Robertson has to stand down before the Assembly elections?
As I recall what was in the Belfast Telegraph, yes. And they referred to months, so months is generally taken to be less than a year.
They're both still standing. For now.
A bad boy.
Who says politics isn't exciting in this country?